seatbelts, and I'm driving. Because when I'm with you, I don't have to think about myself, and it hurts less.
has been messing with my mic stand. Thank you very much. Thank you so much. Thanks for all your support over the years. You've been a great audience. Thank you very much. Good night. By the way, this wine is excellent.
WMFO in Medford. You're listening to What's Happening. I'm Aaron. We've got three great bands in here today, and we've got an extended edition. We're going to be on till 8 o'clock. So let's start off with our theme song, Dalton and the Sheriffs, Cheap Guitars. Enjoy. It's actually been a beautiful day out today. While I'm getting things set up, why don't we go around the room and just say hi from each one of the bands.
Hello, this is Cole and Dave from Mud Foxtrot.
Yeah, we got Highway Chapel over here, me and Reverend Joseph Fagan. We got Laurel Blanche is desperately trying to get near the mic, but she's too short, she can't get close to it.
And I'm Austin Powell, the bass player for Highway Chapel.
Yep.
And I'm Vernon West from the West Boys.
Welcome to everybody. So, we'll be back in a few minutes. Enjoy.
Close my eyes, pretend we're stars.
Welcome back to What's Happening. I'm Aaron.
This is Cole.
And I'm Dave.
Oh, it's the Reverend again.
So welcome, Reverend.
Yes.
So, appreciate you coming in on this fine summer day. Finally, yes. Say that. Summer actually came in this week.
Yep, it actually happened.
So, tell us a little bit about your band.
I don't know. We've been creaking around the Boston music scene for the past 40 years. And, bumping into each other here and there. We played in another band before this. And it just seemed to work out naturally. And this heavy-handed rhythm section, bass and drums, then I get to play whatever I want because it doesn't matter. If I screw up, nobody notices.
Well, but see, you have a higher authority watching out over you.
Jimi Hendrix?
Hey, if he's the one you look up to, then yes, Jimi Hendrix.
All right, I'm gonna start the live thing here on Facebook. Okay.
So turn the live video, I'll hold it for you.
Okay.
So let us know a little bit about you and, growing up, the music you listened to, what made you want to get into music?
Meet Girls.
Oh. That's the old story.
Hey, I was 13 years old. What do you want? Yeah, I saw Jimi Hendrix in Woodstock.
No.
And I said, okay, I got to do that. So I did. And then the old man over here, I handed him a bass. One day, I got a $50 bass. Said, "Here, you got to play this, because I need a bass player."
And the great thing is that you can play three notes on one string, and it sounds like something.
Yep.
The great thing about the bass is you can play three notes on one string, and it sounds like something. So all of a sudden, I was a bass player after half an hour.
Yep.
So.
We just had to keep it on that one string.
But I got better.
Yeah. So, but what do you listen to? I mean, you said Hendrix, but you know. I mean, were there influences around you growing up that, besides women and girls?
Oh, okay.
guys look at it that way, girls look at it that way. You know, everybody looks at different things differently. But how about the music? I mean, what made you say, you know what, I want to, because you could have played any type of music.
Mm, or any instrument.
Exactly.
But as it turns out, both my mother and my aunt played guitar. So, I tried trying to play. I wanted to play the organ because I thought Iron Butterfly was really cool. And then I tried to play the drums, and that wasn't happening. And then I finally came around to the obvious thing, the guitar sitting there. It's been sitting there my entire life. And they listen to country western music. I mean, real country western music. Hank Williams, Ernest Tubb, people like that.
Early Americana.
Yeah, that's what I heard growing up, was hillbilly music.
So you said rock and roll.
Well, yeah, then there's radio.
FM came along.
Exactly. And then that was it, Had to do it. Beatles on Ed Sullivan, all of that,
Yeah, it was... When the Beatles came to Ed Sullivan, I was two, so...
Yeah.
That probably missed that, but not much else since.
Well, I was allowed to stay up late to watch the Beatles on Ed Sullivan.
Well, the first real time I got to stay up really late was the moon landing.
Oh, yeah, 69.
Yeah. That was, because many people...
Big event.
Yeah, they can say, well, I saw it, but, when you're seven and you get to stay up late... And it's after midnight, and you're watching them step on the moon, or jump on the moon, actually.
Yeah.
So, and what about yourself?
Well, I I pretty much always wanted to be a drummer. What can I say? I finished off a living room chair with a pair of drumsticks at one point before my father decided to get me a drum set because I kept asking year after year after year. And then this kid moved in next door to me, and he had a drum set. Well, how come he had a drum set and could wail away, you know, all over the neighborhood? I want to do that. So finally I got a drum set. And I was about 14 at the time. And of course, my whole life, I didn't want to marry a Beatle. I wanted to be a Beatle. You know, I wanted to be Ringo.
Well, here's the question. Are you a lefty or righty?
I started off lefty, and I had a teacher who told me there's no such thing as a left-handed drummer and forced me to become a right-handed drummer.
So are you a lefty naturally, or are you a righty?
I was a lefty.
So you're still
a
lefty.
And now I'm a righty.
You're still a lefty. Ambidextrous.
It's tough.
Well,
it was tough.
You've seen the interview with Ringo Starr where his grandmother went out and bought him a right-handed drum set, and he plays the right-handed drum kit left-handed.
I think he and I are probably mirror.
You know. Yeah, and
with the same issues. You
and
know.
He's still playing it, you know. Because you see the interview and he's saying, but I can't switch over. I mean, that's why he has the distinctive sound, because he can't. Did you ever notice that with yourself?
He had a distinctive sound. No, he's got a distinctive sound because he's Ringo. And I kind of follow that style in my own way because I'm just not a busy drummer. I'm not a technical drummer. I keep the beat because that's what everybody wants.
And what do you think the Beatles would have been if they had their previous drummer?
It wouldn't have been the Beatles. Different sound altogether. It was a feel. Ringo had this feel, this little backbeat. It just worked. Worked.
That's what makes the Beatles.
That's why they're the Beatles.
And the funny thing
and
is,
I'm not.
Well, but you know what? But you did play left, now play right, but you probably could play left.
Yeah, once in a while I try just for fun.
If Ringo said to you, you want to sit in and play a drum kit.
But he's got his set up right-handed.
But he still plays it left. But also, I didn't know for a very long time that we had two left-handed musicians in the Beatles. Half the band was left-handed, half the band was right-handed.
How's that?
Well, Ringo and Paul.
Yeah, I know.
You know.
Very
and odd. The irony is, you know, that we only have two Beatles left, but the music lives on. And what about you?
Well, as Joe said, that I was kind of dragooned into becoming a bass player. I was in college, my first year in college. Joe came up. He'd been playing guitar, wailing away on it for a number of years. He and I met in the late 60s and kind of grew up together. I think we were 13 or 14 when we first met. And I was in college, and he came up and he said, "Ah, here's a bass. Learn to play it." And so I was just hammering away on it for that semester. And when I came home, we tried to really make a band together, and it started sounding like something. Then Joe came up to college for a year, and we made it into a real band. We were doing Stones tunes and, you know, Johnny B. Goode and that kind of stuff. We did dorm parties and stuff like that. So it was actually a real band. And then it was later on. It was like the early 70s, that later 70s. The punk rock scene started taking off in Boston, and I remember one summer we decided to play out because, you know, everybody was playing at the Rat and places like that, and you know, it was great. It was fun. It was 18-year-olds were in the clubs, and it was great time in Boston.
Well, what's different then, too, because the drinking age was younger.
Yeah, it was 18.
Yes, it was 18.
So if you look 16, you can get in.
1974,
I
changed it.
Yeah. And I've just been doing it ever since, basically with Joe. I've been with a few other bands, but mostly with Joe. So he and I just know each other musically very well. You know, I never took a lesson in my life, probably shows, but I know how to do what I know how to do. You know, that's.
But that's what makes a musician distinctive.
Yeah.
You know, some people can just pick up an instrument and play, and some people have to really work hard at it. And why don't we take a moment, come back with Highway Chapel, and one of their hits in one moment, right here on What's Happening. Enjoy.
Vicky, how you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
tail.
We did, David Bowie.
Welcome back. Welcome back. We're back on the air. That was Highway Chapel with Darkness. So, we're talking off the air that, first of all, how did the name of the band arrive?
Well, basically, we had finished up playing with another band, and I considered just not playing at all because I was so sick of the nonsense. And then I was moping around the house, and Ott was moping around his house, and the wives called each other and said, you got to get these guys out of the house. They're driving me crazy. But get them to play. It's like, oh, okay, all right. So we'll sit on the porch and we'll play. So we got this idea that we could play acoustically, do, you know, Rolling Stones versions of country western songs, that kind of thing. And we got a kid to play a cajon and a suitcase with a kick drum on it and a cymbal. So we were really quiet. We could play in your living room. You know, we could play unamplified. We were so quiet.
Coffee houses we were going
to
do.
Yeah, that was the plan. So since we can't get more than 20 people to come and see us anyway, we might as well play in a place that only holds 20 people. And so we did that. We did like three shows, one of which was playing live here. And then the girl freaked and quit because it wasn't her thing. And I had already booked two more shows. So called Laurel. Okay, we're a loud rock band again. Yeah, the country thing didn't work out. As it turns out, I'm not a country singer either. But so
today country isn't what it was anyway. Today it's more like
rock.
Crossover, you know, rock goes country, country goes rock. I mean, there is a great country singer locally, and Annie Brost, and she is really excellent. She just had her new album come out recently, and but there aren't too many. You know, country is not what it used to be.
No, yeah. We were doing stuff that would fall within my limited vocal range. So we're doing Stones, Dead Flowers, that kind of thing. George Jones, You Stopped Loving Her Today, that kind of thing. It was okay, but I'm much happier playing in a loud rock band.
But the name, I mean...
The name? All right, I was... Since I was already the Reverend, I created the character of the Reverend, but I'm actually a minister in good standing of the Universal Life Church, so I can say that. And I already had created this guy. He's like my Ziggy Stardust. I can't get rid of him. And I kept coming up with road themes, like, you know, there's another incarnation of another band. It's called Highway Shrine, Roadside Shrine. So, and plus, I was in the Midwest at a truck stop, and there was a small building there with a little sign on the window that said Highway Chapel, with a big cross in the middle of it. I took a picture of it, and it stuck in my mind. You know, you see truckers pulling over on Sundays at the Highway Chapel. That's a great name for a band. Yeah, so there it is.
And it stuck.
Yeah.
There was no debate. Mm-hmm. Just a joke just came out. Well, we're Highway Chapel. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. That's pretty much how it works.
Did you think of any other names when you decided to go back into, you know, playing the heavier music and not playing
No, country? Not really, because we'd already done three shows with that name. And when initially we started doing this, we just adapted the songs we've been playing acoustically to playing loud with drums. Through a few other things, and it's progressed. How long has it been? 2 years? Something like that?
Yeah, do it with this. Yeah.
So now we have a whole set of our own material, and we don't have to play the Rolling Stones anymore.
Yeah. And honestly, I mean, it's just more natural. For all three of us, as I say, came out of the punk rock era. Mm-hmm. And so it's much more natural. I mean, I enjoyed playing kind of countryish.
A punk rock reverend, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
heavy rock is really where we come from.
Yeah, all of us played in bands back in the 70s and the 80s.
Yeah. So, Laurel's the drummer for Lou Miami and the Cosmetics. Pretty huge local legend, you know.
So you mentioned this is your Ziggy Stardust.
Yeah.
Ever play Space Oddity?
Yes.
Were you ground control or were you Major Tom? It's unfortunate that he passed away last year. Oh. We've had a lot of great musicians nationally and worldwide have passed away. And, you know,
he seemed like he'd go on forever, too. That was the shocking thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you had him and you had Prince and you had, you name it. I mean, you know, and it's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Lemmy.
Yeah. You know, you had a few years ago, Jay Giles.
Yep.
You know, but you know, they've given us a lot to enjoy.
Keith Richards keeps going, though.
Yeah, he's still alive.
Well, there's a reason for that.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Mr. Rubber noses in it.
He has the Nancy Reagan formaldehyde look.
Yeah.
He'll never go away.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
I mean, you know, it's... other things will go away, but he'll still be here.
Well, attrition seems to be a natural process anyway. You get old, you die. That's kind of how it works.
Yes, but see, his favorite song growing up was, or in the 60s, was in the year 2525. And he wants to see it.
He's hanging on.
Might make it.
Yeah.
So, we heard Darkness. What's the story behind Darkness? Other than... you know, the sun goes down and it's dark.
Well, no, it's luckily absolutely nothing to do with that. No, generally I like let people figure things out for themselves and put whatever meaning they want into what I write. But this particular song resulted from my doctor scaring the excrement out of me, making me think that I might have colon cancer.
Mm.
So I had to do some intrusive tests, and then I had to wait 2 weeks to find out the results. And in those 2 weeks, I had to decide, well, do I want to let the doctors cut up my insides? You know, maybe stick a bag on my side, maybe die from the treatment anyway. Or should I just call up the hospice people and say, can I have the Razepan and liquid morphine now, please? And just head for Vegas. Yeah, so that's what the song is about, you know. Do I buy more time or do I drink the wine? You know, which one? And I think I decided on Vegas.
But fortunately, it has a good ending, a happy ending, Joe. You're still with us.
Yeah, I didn't have cancer.
Yeah.
See, that's the hardest thing today, because when you go in, the tests are so complex that they're not sure what they're reading.
Yeah.
And... you know, you used to go to a doctor. I mean, your doctors made house calls. Yeah. Or they'd come to you and say, you know.
Can't even get an appointment now.
Yeah, I mean, I know my mother told me that when she was a kid, you know, they came to see my grandfather, my grandmother, and they turned around and looked at my mother and said, we're taking her to the hospital. She's sicker than you are.
Wow.
And that was a very good thing that they did.
Yeah.
But today, what do you get, 15 minutes, if that?
Mm-hmm.
And 10 minutes are just asking you the questions and they spend 5 minutes with you?
Updating the computer.
Yeah, so you don't even get your 15 minutes of fame, let alone 15 minutes of of the doctor.
I got more than I wanted with the poop camera. You know?
So what should we play next?
Well, let's see.
Peace and Love?
That's a good one. I like them all.
And now for something different.
Yeah.
Now for something completely different.
Exactly.
Highwood Chapel, Peace and Love. Enjoy.
Mm-hmm. didn't work out, we tried. Carry time, but it didn't work out now. Let's hear the sound of one mind changing. Let's hear the sound of one mind changing. Let's hear the sound of one mind changing. But didn't work out, we tried. Dodging the trap, but didn't work out, we tried. Make love, not war, but it didn't work out, we tried. Blowing your mind, but it didn't work out. Let's hear the sound of one mind changing. Let's hear the sound of one mind changing. Let's hear the sound of one mind changing.
Welcome back. I'm Aaron.
I'm Ott.
Oh, I need my headphones.
I think you can hear.
I'm Laurel.
I'm just hanging
okay.
out. I'm Vernon.
That's great. You know, we're on the radio, but we're also, our actual images are being broadcast all over the world on Facebook.
Even further than that.
Yeah,
we're intergalactic.
That's true. It'll take a while.
The final frontier, yes. So having played in Boston for all the years you have, what do you notice about the scene that you like and you don't like and that you may see something positive in the future?
Well, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
I mean, the biggest struggle is just to get somebody to leave the house and come and see live music and actually think that live music is entertainment, you know? And then if you do get them there, how to get them to look up from their phones long enough to notice that you're there. You know, that's the huge difference. It's back in ancient times, you know, prehistoric times when dinosaurs were on the earth, people thought...
The 60s and 70s.
Yeah. And even into the 80s, people thought that seeing a live band was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clubs were packed back then.
Now it's not. And people want
you
to see a DJ.
You could put the word live band on the marquee. That's all you need.
Yeah. No, not anymore.
Well, because that's why we, here in college radio, and on my show and some of the other shows that I'm associated with, encourage people to get out and see live music. You know, the great bands that have come out of Boston and musicians, you know, I mean, you had Now, Carole King and James Taylor were in Boston. Okay? Yeah. They weren't a big act before that. Aerosmith, Boston, Cars, you name it. Had to start somewhere. You know, small club, a few friends, and they tell each other, and it get big, got bigger and bigger and bigger. You know, the Beach Boys, you know, if they didn't go out and do festivals, we wouldn't have their music.
Yeah, but I don't think the Utes care.
But, well, but you know what? I think, and I'm finding this out from some of the younger bands that have come in, and I mean, I've had... Well, but even younger. I mean, I've had a couple bands in here where they were teenagers.
Oh, okay.
And they listening to what their parents are bringing home and what they're listening to. Mm. And get it. It's not all what they can hear on their iPod or what they're putting over television, because MTV isn't even MTV.
No.
It's reality show haven. That's probably their next show, you know, reality show haven. We're going to show you watching television, watching us, watching you.
Sign me up.
And that's what it's about. Get out and see. I mean, I've noticed so many bands are having brand new CDs, brand new music. Not playing everybody else's music, playing their own music.
Mm-hmm.
And get out there and see them. Listen, enjoy. If you get out and to see one band, you know, I mean, here we're lucky enough to have three members of three different bands all in the studio, and we'll hear from each one. But go to see one band and stay for the others.
Yeah, stay.
Don't,
yeah.
Stay. Yeah. If you're a band member, stay. If you're coming to see somebody else, stay. You never know what you're going to see, what you may like. And, you know, that old cliche, you may learn something. Well, you may enjoy it, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, because until you hear it, you know, you may not like this, this, and this, but you never know. I mean, there was I mentioned this, I think, last week. There was a singer who went by a different name. She was a jazz singer and couldn't be heard, couldn't sell an album, not one. She changed her name. As a matter of fact, her name is redundant, the same. And she went out and became a pop singer and is now back playing jazz after she became Lady Gaga. But she was a jazz singer and nobody would listen to her. Diversify, enjoy. You know, if you listen to the same thing over and over and over again, you don't learn anything. You learn the same words, but you know, in the, you know, 60s, 50s, you know, 70s, 80s, you know, you diversified, you listened to different things. Music was changing over that time. You know, you had blues and jazz, and then you had rock and roll, and then you had disco and punk, and you know, of course, you always had great music that you gentlemen play, you know, and it's all about going out and enjoying the bands and hearing your music.
Risk being inconvenienced slightly.
Well, but you know what? Some people say, well, you know, going out and spending the money, some people say, well, you know, I won't. But you know what? But you know, getting out there and supporting it, and then meeting up with the band after and buying your CD,
mm-hmm.
and telling somebody else about it, do it. You know, venues are changing. You know, they're larger, they're smaller. You know, in certain places, but your music works. You know, peace and love. Like I said, I heard a little bit of punk in there.
The chorus is a little bit like that, yeah. The rest of it is just one chord played in different places on the neck and the guitar, basically.
But yeah. it shows that what you loved that brought you in.
Yeah.
Is still with you.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. It's you know, kind of sarcasm. You know, we tried peace and love. It didn't work out. Still has it, you know.
So you said you saw Hendrix.
No.
You didn't see Hendrix.
No. Like to.
Okay, well.
But it didn't work out.
It didn't work out.
Well, he didn't. So, who would you say that anybody out there today or this past that you each could play with, who would it be?
ZZ Top.
You'd have to grow a beard, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I don't know. Frank Beard doesn't have a beard. Drummer.
And why would you choose ZZ Top?
Actually, I would just like to hang out with the Reverend Willie G at the picnic tables at the Indian Ranch. They're playing out there in August in Webster. I thought this would be cool. You know, sit at the picnic table and say, do you know this one? Yeah, you know this one?
Strange question. I guess for a while there, I wanted to be Karen Carpenter's backup drummer.
Is that who you looked up to?
Yes, because she came along just as I started to play. And when I saw her playing drums, it was like, you know, jaw to the floor. Because there were no other female drummers at the time. It was very difficult, you know. When I was in the high school band, the boys used to take the sticks out of my hands so that I couldn't touch a drum, you know. Girls just weren't, you know, it was at a time girls weren't supposed to play drums.
Well,
it was, believe it or not,
Karen played very, very well.
She did, and they took her off the drums, didn't they?
They did. Have you ever heard of Maytel Cohen?
No.
Oh. She's a Israeli drummer who's in LA, and she's has thousands and thousands of followers on YouTube. And I'll remind you about that after, but unbelievable. But see, there you go. Too many people are trying to take it away from you, and you can hear by the music.
There's incredible amounts of great female drummers out there, and a lot of them don't get heard. I'm sure now they do. Back then, they probably didn't. I don't know.
I'm glad
who's
that you.
Who's gonna know?
We do know now, and we're glad that you're playing the drums, and
I am too,
and bringing it to other people and other women. And
I hope ladies. People enjoy it. I just want people to love the drums as much as I do.
Who would I want to play with?
Yes.
Well, there's a lot of bass players that I've, you know, admired over the years, but frankly, I wouldn't want to play with any of their bands because the way I play, I got to know exactly what I'm doing. I don't jam. I don't.
But
you know,
there's nobody that you'd like to just sit down and.
No. I just, you know, I'd like to know exactly what I'm doing. I'm just that kind of person. You know, I've pretty much played with Joe my whole musical career, a couple of other bands in between, but mostly. And so, I just know what I know. And that's the enjoyment I get out of it. So.
And you have a website?
Yeah, we have a Bandcamp thing for downloading music, you know, highwaychapel.bandcamp.com. There's a Facebook page, Highway Chapel. You can always find me too. Joseph Fagan. His Facebook won't let me use Reverend for some bizarre reason. I used it for like 8 years, and all of a sudden I can't use it anymore. They didn't take it off. Or I couldn't have access to my page.
That's very strange.
Yeah, Facebook is very strange. What I've been using recently is a thing called Drupal. Probably haven't heard it. It's like Facebook for musicians. And it's just musicians talking about their stuff, posting their music. They have a streaming thing where you load your music up and it plays on their streaming radio. It's very interesting. you're rewarded with karma points if you interact with someone, which is a fascinating idea because it's taking the concept of karma and actually using it as an application. You know, you have interaction, you get karma points. People interact with you, they get karma points. And then you can use those to boost your plays on the radio. And it just keeps going around like that in a cycle. And I've met virtually people on this thing from all over the world, from Bulgaria, the UK, lots of Canadians on there cranking out music, people you would never have heard of because they're at home in their bedrooms with their home studios, you know, recording this stuff. It's fascinating to me.
What's the name of the app?
Drupal. Yeah, sounds silly, but I guess...
The closest thing I've heard of that is, you know, that baseball player is Drupal Cabrera. It's like, you know, it's like, okay, geez.
It's based in Bulgaria, so I guess it sounds different to Bulgarians than it does to us.
It has a stronger accent.
Yeah. Like, you know, I posted ones and said, I'm drupaling all over the place. Well, you better clean up.
And you've got upcoming shows?
Yep. Cantab, July 6th. Sally O'Brien's, July 20th. I think there's anything after that as yet. Nope. Search the memory bank. Nothing in there.
So, I want to play one more track.
Okay.
What should I play?
Let me see the thing. I can't remember my own songs.
As long as you remember when you're singing them.
Yeah, well, I don't, actually. I end up making up lyrics as I go along because I can't remember the words.
That's why people need to come out and see performers perform, because they put a twist on the lyrics and make something sound different each time.
Well, I have to. I can't remember anything. Well, try out Blood to Blood. That's a weird little song.
Cool. Let's go from Blood to Blood with Highway Chapel here on What's Happening on WMFO in Medford.
No one will see me fly. cool.
Welcome back to What's Happening. Again, let everybody know where, your Facebook page and where you're playing in the next short period of time.
All right. The next big thing is the Can Tap, July 6th. That should be fun. Doesn't smell as bad as it used to, so it should be good.
That's a good endorsement, huh?
Well, that's true. It smells much better now. Sally O'Brien's after that. Somerville. And
20th,
to be found.
July 20th.
What? July 20th? I didn't say that?
Nope.
Oh, sorry. July 20th. And